time now to go Beyond the Bases with the Huntley Little League on 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio.
Hey, hey, Little League fans all across Kane and McHenry County. Welcome to Beyond the Bases on 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio. My name is Eric Thomas, and we are so proud to be partnering this year with the Huntley Little League to introduce some of the rising stars, as well as meet some of the dedicated coaches, volunteers, and families that make all of this possible for our kids. Joining me in the dugout today on this episode of Beyond the Bases is
Steve Trezak. Coach Steve Trezak.
It is Coach Steve and second guest today.
Jonna.
You know this guy?
Yeah.
That's your dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Coach Steve, tell me a little bit about you and your involvement in Huntley Little League.
Well, my passion for baseball had started when I was a child and playing baseball since I was five and grew up just being competitive and always attempting to enhance my skills. And then once that had ended after high school, life happened. And once I had the blessing of two children, I'm like, man, by any grace of opportunity, my kids are gonna want to play some baseball or do some sports. And lo and behold, I have a son that's 10 and John is 12 years young. And once they had the interest to playing ball, which was T-ball, when they were four, I got involved immediately and started showcasing my skills and what I could do on the field and fundamentals, learning just the simplicity of the game at that age particularly. And now here we are, gosh, we're 8 years later. And it is an absolute gift. It is an honor to work with these young athletes and work not just fundamentally with the athleticism and throwing, catching, fielding, but really working on their level of confidence, how they become a better version of themselves, which translates into so many different aspects outside of baseball. So we're taking what's happening on the diamond and learning a lot of lessons. We take away so many things that we can use in real life.
Well, baseball skills and life skills all wrapped up into one organization to help our kids thrive. And the cool thing about Huntley Little League is that it's for everybody. Kids who want to start playing baseball, and for those who've been playing for a while, it's for everybody. Now, Jonna, what was your inspiration for getting into baseball and wanting to play in Little League?
So I started off with T-ball, right? And so after that, I went on to like softball for about 3-4 years, and then I've been to my brother's games when he did play baseball, and I guess I just like watched him play. I like watched like the technique and like how you play baseball. It's much different from softball. So I thought to myself, like, why don't I try it out? And when I did try it out, well, the first season I played baseball, I was playing both baseball and softball. I had to balance those two sports out. And then after that, I went on to just baseball. So I just forgot really about softball.
What about baseball was so much cooler than softball?
I guess it was just like the way you pitch, like the speed of the game was much quicker.
Well, what was interesting to experience was the T-ball starting at four, and the natural transition was to play baseball as a girl. So there was no baseball at that point because that was just never even a thing to consider. And after a couple seasons of softball, which she did really well in Huntley Little League, again, to her point, she was watching our son Joe play baseball. I was coaching the team, and she just seemed so intrigued about the game and the intricacies and how different it was from softball and the speed of the game. And she's like, I can do that. And sitting on the sideline, I would hear her talk. I would, you know, talk to the fans and talk to the family. And I said, well, would you want to play baseball? And at first, she's like, no, I don't want to play baseball. And I said, well, I would really suggest giving it a shot. So we can do one of two things. We can say, hey, let's try baseball to see how you take to baseball. Or let's see if Huntley Little League gives you a chance to play both sports simultaneously. And she said, well, I don't want to give up on softball yet, but I do want to dabble in some baseball. So we were granted that gift by the president of the league. And we were like, all right, this is going to be fantastic. So again, same thing, got involved in baseball. It was really a relearning experience for her because it is so different, the size of the ball, the distance of the bases, the pitching. And once she stepped on the baseball field, she took it like a duck to water. It just was a smooth transition. And the greatest memory I'll ever have coaching any sport up to this point is having both my daughter and my son on the same Little League baseball team.
That's cool.
That was awesome. So here we are on the field at any given time, two jerseys, son, daughter, last name on the back of the jersey, just awe-inspiring watching them play and perform in the sport that they enjoy playing. And Jana has been a role model, not just for the girls that have played, because there's a handful of girls that play very well in baseball, but the boys as well. Like, the boys really look up and emulate what type of player she becomes on the field.
Jana, what's one of your favorite parts of playing baseball?
Well, I guess it's just having my team always there, like, just to back me up. Like, when I make a bad play, they say, forget about it, just keep playing. And so sometimes it's a very hard time playing, like, as the only girl on the team. It's a challenge sometimes.
What's the biggest challenge by being the only girl on the team?
It's like when kids say on a team, like, oh, they have a girl. It's like kind of like stereotyping, because, like, well, you're a girl, you won't play as well as we will. I just feel like that's mean. Not mean, but like
not appropriate.
Yeah.
Have you seen me play is what you should answer.
Yeah.
Have you seen me play?
Jana, so what positions do you currently play?
I play catcher, first base. I'll play really any position.
So there's 9 positions, right?
Yes.
Your favorite position?
Is probably catcher or first base.
I'm really surprised that you didn't mention pitching as one of the positions, because you have such a gift and intuition of pitching, the release, control. And one of the greatest memories that I'll never forget was when you pitched for the first time. We were in Elgin, and it was the fifth inning. It was towards the end of the game. We were up by 2 runs, and it's the second game of our season. And they had 2 runners on. We were starting to fall apart pitching-wise. And my gut just told me, let's make Jana's debut here. Let's just see what she can do. She had no clue that it was coming.
No pressure at all.
None. So when I called her out, she was at first base. I said, come to the mound. She's like, me? Yeah. So she came to the mound and to relieve our pitcher. And the confidence, just organic ability, just to be on the mound, have the poise. You can sense the nervousness. But this was a decent team. We just held them defensively somehow. And once they had some base runners on, I didn't want to give up the lead because they were close. Jana had pitched to 3 batters only, 3 strikeouts, unhit, not even a foul tip, and got us out of the side. It was just unbelievable. I remember the parents being like, what? How long are we going to tell us till you have this bag of tricks that you have on the mound here? And I'm like, we didn't practice pitching much. And she just has a natural ability. And ever since then, she has been one of our starters for pitching. And she's gone very deep in a lot of games. Hey, listen, we're talking about 12-year-old kids, 13-year-old kids. They're going to be wild. But the ability to throw some wild pitches, but then get back on course, has been one of Jana's great skill sets. Like, she's really taken it and has really been a leader in the ball club, you know, just watching her pitch and getting it. So I'm surprised that she didn't say pitching, but that was one of the greatest things. Great job on that.
On that note, being a part of Little League is so much more than just the game. What would you say is the one thing that you've learned other than just baseball?
It has taught me a lot of sportsmanship. I learned that if I don't make a good play, I'll either respond poorly or I'll respond positively. So this includes the school. So say I was having a test and I got a D or a C on it. I don't like getting those grades. And so I'll either respond like, you have to do better next time, or I'll like hate myself because I got a D or something.
That's helping you see through all of that and realizing it's just a play and,
yeah,
and how to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. As you continue to play Little League, do you feel that you are breaking down barriers? And why do you think it's important for girls to have this opportunity?
I do feel like I am breaking barriers, because kids at school still say, like, oh, you're a girl, you're playing baseball. Like, you shouldn't be playing baseball because you're a girl. You should be playing softball. And I'm like, no, I shouldn't. I can do whatever I want. And I feel like it's important for girls to play, because if girls have that skill to play baseball and they don't know it, they should at least try it once to see if they do or not.
What would be one thing that you would say to a young girl who might want to play baseball but kind of really scared to make the decision?
Just don't give up. Like, again, like, if you make a mistake, be the goldfish. They have 10-second memories, so.
So, Coach Steve, you've had this special opportunity to be with your daughter, Jana, on and off the field. What do you see in her as she prepares to be her best to play?
I will say this. Jana puts in a lot of work on the diamond, on the field, and also off the field. She enjoys doing body weight training. She goes through cardio conditioning. And the majority of this is done on her own. Like, she seeks out those opportunities to just get stronger, get faster, create more agility, more speed. We've had a camp that we just concluded. So the middle school kids had gone through a 9-week camp. And so that also had inspired other athletes to become better versions of themselves. And then we're starting a new camp for 7 to 8 weeks. So that has been another aspect that a lot of the baseball players from Huntley Little League have taken advantage of.
You mentioned other athletes. What other exciting developments are taking place in the league?
We've been playing rec baseball with Huntley Little League for the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And we've been really fortunate where Huntley Little League has now expanded their program and has created a part-time travel team. And we're called the Huntley 47s. And it's been quite a process. Some great tryouts. Some great athletes have showed up. And it is essentially a more competitive team that's come together, highly supported by the president and the administrative team of Huntley Little League. We are getting modified uniforms. We are traveling a little bit. We've got some equipment packages that they've provided. It's really been a blessing and an honor to be part of this travel program. So we start officially Saturday is our first game, and Jana is part of that team, as well as 11 other players that have qualified to be on this travel team. And one of the greatest parts about this is that when our season concludes and we kick some tail out there and we represent what Huntley's all about, the Little League program, we're going to be qualified and playing in the Little League World Series tournament, which could potentially be broadcasted on TV, and the athletes are really excited. It's a big deal.
All of this is such a big deal in a really good way. Coach Steve, thanks for your passion for the kids and for the game. Jana, congrats. Thank you for all that you're doing on and off the field to show your classmates how important they are and tell them that they matter. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
We are so proud to be working with the league this year. If you want to learn more about Huntley Little League, want to volunteer, or even provide financial support through your local business, just go to huntleylittleleague.com. That's huntleylittleleague.com. Thanks so much for listening today to this episode of Beyond the Bases on 101.5 FM Huntley Community Radio and huntleyradio.com.
Thanks for listening to Beyond the Bases on 101.5 FM Huntley Community Radio. If you would like to support, volunteer, or learn more about what you just heard, go to huntleylittleleague.com. That's huntleylittleleague.com. Or check them out on Facebook. Just search Huntley Little League. We hope to see you out at the old ball field soon.